Well, we're going to play another video, but we're just going to start church. How about that? God is good, isn't he? Well, welcome to the presence. Look at somebody and say, welcome to the presence. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. We want to welcome those. Yes, go ahead and give God a hand praise. Hallelujah. Thank God for his presence. I want to welcome those of you who are in-house, those of you watching live stream. Let's praise the Lord. Come on, stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Hey, here we go. Here we go. We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. Our God, he holds the victory. Here we go. Everybody say, there's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. Come on, say that again. There's joy in the house. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. Put those hands together. Come on. Come on, play that again. Play that again, band. We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. 'Cause he hung upon that cross. He rose up from that grave. My God, still rolling stones away. Everybody say,
there's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet.
Come on, say,
we shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet.
Come on, say that again. Say it again.
There's joy. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise.
Oh, yeah. We were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. Come on, let's say it. Hey! We were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. And we Come on, give God a shout in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Son of God is lifted high.
Say,
the Son of God is lifted high.
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 Put those hands in. Here we go. High.
sing, lift it high.
Say, lift it high.
Come on, let's lift him high this morning.
Lift it high.
Oh, we lift you high, Jesus.
Lift it high. Lift it high.
Yeah, come on, lift it high.
Is the presence in Owosso. God, we thank you for your presence in this place. You're already moving. You're walking up and down these aisles. You're touching hearts. You're giving hope to the hopeless. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for your presence. We honor you this morning. And we say there's nothing like your presence. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you.
Come on, say that with me. Nothing like, say.
There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you.
Come on, say it to the Lord.
There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you.
Come on, say it again. Nothing like your presence.
There's nothing like your presence.
All I want is to worship.
All I want is to worship you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. There's nothing like your presence, Lord.
All I want is to worship you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to worship you. Come on, Chris, play that.
Yeah.
worship Him. Come on, worship the Lord. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Come on, worship the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Yes.
Hallelujah. A little softer, a little softer. Every morning, which I did this morning, I look at the news on my phone, and I saw that there was a shooting in Allen, Texas yesterday at 4:30 p.m. at an outlet mall. 9 people killed, including the perpetrator. I texted Steve Lyman, who is our board member, and he mentioned that the shooting had taken place outside of an H&M store. And he said that a couple of the members of their church, Dwell Church, were actually inside the store getting ready to walk out. And they heard the gunshots and stayed in. I've got all kind of emotions this morning. One of those emotions is this. We have to pray that God would shield us from those types of events. And we need to pray for those families now whose lives will be changed forever. I'm sure many of you heard or saw that there was a little incident at Bailey Ranch Golf Course. And so the devil is busy, and he doesn't care where he shows up. And you can say if you want to, well, I'm never going to go to that mall again. But the reality is wherever you go instead of that place, the enemy can show up there. So it's not about avoiding places. It's about praying that God would shield and protect. We don't walk in fear. We don't walk in fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So this morning, I want us to pray. I want us to pray that God would be the Lord of this region and that we would not have any such incident in this region in the name of the Lord. Would you join me now? And let's pray. God, in the name of Jesus, we come against this spirit of violence. We come against the enemy that desires to steal, kill, and destroy. And we pray now, we join together now, God, that you would be the Lord of this region,
that you would clear the atmosphere of any schemes and wiles of the enemy. That person, those persons now who are planning in their mind and in their heart to do damage at a school, at a mall. We pray, we come against that in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray now, pray now, pray. Hallelujah, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, shield our neighborhoods, shield our homes, shield our schools, shield our malls, God. Hallelujah. Keep our children safe, oh God. Keep our youth safe, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of violence in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of murder in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we rebuke the devourer in the name of the Lord. We resist the devil. We resist the devil. Hey, bum, 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 bum. Ah, come on. Hallelujah. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I just want you to say, not here, devil. Come on, just not here, devil. Not, you're not welcome here. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Every principality, every ruler of darkness, wickedness in high places, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you are Lord over Owosso. You are Lord over Owosso. You are Lord over Collinsville. You are Lord over Claremore. You are Lord over Skiatook. You are Lord over Tulsa. You are Lord over Broken Arrow. In the name of Jesus, we resist the devil. We resist the devil. We resist the devil. We resist the devil in the name of Jesus. We resist you in the name of Jesus. And we put worship on it. We seal it with worship because you are God and we worship you. You are God and we worship and we worship. Say it again. You are God. Oh, yeah.
And we worship
you. God, we thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, whether in-house or watching online. We thank you for protection. We thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we pray for now. We pray for Dwell Church, as the dynamic there is even more intense. Pray for Pastor David Binion and Cole Binion, that you would give them the words to share to their congregation. We pray for those families, God, that have lost loved ones, mothers, daughters, fathers, sisters, brothers, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you this morning, and we honor you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, everybody, say amen. Come on. Amen means so be it. Come on, everybody, say amen. 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 So let's do our affirmation prayer. Hallelujah. Come on, those of you who know it. Father, I thank you.
that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart. Because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, I will not lose heart or give up. Because I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary and tired. Father, I decree, according to 3 John 2, that in every area of my life, I am prospering and I am in good health, even as my soul prospers. I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken, and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Come on, give God a hand praise.
Hallelujah. Well, we want to welcome you this morning, and we want to give you a moment to welcome each other. But before we do, is there anyone here that is with us for your very first time ever? Okay, stay standing. Everyone sit down, but if you're here for the first time, just for a second, because I want to make sure. Let's give them a special round of applause. And now let's take a moment, if you're in their area, please welcome, greet, bless them with a hello, a high five, a hug, however you want to do that. But find someone else, too. Someone in your area, at least two or three people. Tell them good morning. If that means you get up, that's okay, too. We are just so thankful to have each and every one of you here this morning at the Presence in Owosso. And everyone that is watching on live stream, hello, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. We always appreciate those joining us online, and we want to continue to reach out and let people know that they can join us. So whatever social media you have, your text a link. If you have your phone this morning, feel free just to pick it up and invite someone to hear the word this morning to join us. Tell them we do this every Sunday. We're live streaming. So come be blessed. Join us. We also are... Okay, we do want to go ahead and dismiss our children. If you will stand and make your way to the back, so precious. Let's give them a round of applause this morning for our children. Love our Presence kids. Okay, awesome. Appreciate those teaching and training our kids as well. What is my honor this morning to bring to you our pastor, Pastor Alvin Frugé. Let's give him a warm welcome.
Amen. I believe. I believe we have a. You ready, Johnny? I believe we have a little. Wait, before you do that. I want to say something about our first-time visitor. So I was in Sprouts, and this is a few weeks ago, and I was looking for some. There was a particular multivitamin that I wanted, and Chris Clayton happened to be in there as well, and so I was looking for somebody to help me because. They didn't have what I was looking for, and so I asked for assistance. And here comes this Sprouts employee, and I said, "I'm looking for this." And she said, "Well, it looks like we're out, but have you thought about this or whatever?" And I said, "Well, I don't want that. I want this." And she says, "Well, it should be here by so and so." And just begin to talk, and I let her know that I was a pastor, and I said, "And he goes to my church too." And so I went outside, got a card, and gave it to her. And I said, now call me when they come in. And her name is Maddie, and that's our first time visitor today, Maddie. I'm gonna tell on you. So I went back into the store. I saw Maddie, and I said, "You didn't call me." And we happened to be at, and she told me she was going to come, and that's her daughter. What's your daughter's name again? Elena. And then a little baby Sloan. We saw her a couple of nights ago at the Brenda Todd's conference there in Tulsa at the Marriott. But it's good to see you. Thank you for being here. And I pray that you are enjoying the presence of the Lord. We forever connected now, see. I just told her, I said, look, just come once. Just come once. So thank you for being here. Are you ready, Johnny? All right, we have a little video. Just please watch the screen.
Hi, Mommy. Happy birthday. Happy 21st birthday again. You're yet young, and I'm yet loving you. Thank you for being such an amazing human being and mom, and loving all of us and all of your grands and the world. I hope this birthday is tremendously fruitful for you, and I hope that it nourishes your soul as you continue to nourish the world.
That's our oldest daughter, Tari. Johnny's working on it. He'll let me know if we need to move on. You want me to move on, Johnny? All right. All right. Well, it's a thought that counts. If you get it. All right. So let me just say this, that yesterday was Pastor Sanola's birthday, her 29th. And and we just want to honor her on her birthday. And so I'm going to ask some of the ladies to come on up. All right, we got Deidre, we got Tamala, and we got Stephanie. Watch out now. Watch out. Testing, move this one up. Okay. One, two.
Thank you. Okay, so they elected me to speak, so I'm going to try and keep it together.
Hold on.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So what can I say about Sanola? She is a friend. She is a woman of God. About 3 weeks ago, I had the hardest weekend of my life. In a really long time. And I came to the women's meeting and I broke down because I just couldn't take the stress. I couldn't take the sorrow. I couldn't take anymore. And this woman, she supported me. She loved me. She had encouraging words for me. And I will never forget that. I love you for that. I regard you as my sister. And when I hug you that, I hug you just that way. Being in the position that she is can be fulfilling. It can be hard. It can be stressful. It is a burden to look at and say, she's a leader. She's a leader of all of us. And she's a leader of all these women. And I know if I have a problem, if I am right, am I wrong, I can always go to you. And you will say, Stephanie, that's right. Or you're wrong. You just need to get in line. You're wrong. But she will always, always be there to help me, to lift me up. And she will do that for anybody else in this room. I love you too. Happy birthday. So the only way that I can think to end this is to pray for you. So, everybody, Heavenly Father, right now, we just want to thank you for sending Sonoma to us, because she is a blessing in our lives. And so that we ask that you surround her with your love, your faith, your protection, and just keep her strengthened as she goes through this journey of place that you have put her in. And we thank you for her, because she can never be replaced. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy birthday.
We love you.
Thank you so much. I call Stephanie my 2% because she did the DNA thing and she's like 2% African American, so she's my 2%. So I call.
Oh, and that 2% come out sometimes too.
But one thing, thank you all so much, everyone who's given a card or a call, a text. I so appreciate it. And one thing I will elaborate on that Stephanie said is that I really am here for any one of you. So don't feel like I'm untouchable, that I won't understand. And sometimes maybe I won't, but I'm still here for you to love you through whatever it is. And just to be a friend, you know, there's no, we're up here, you're down here. We're all children of God. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. So let's just be that for one another. Amen? Amen. Love you guys, and thank you so much.
Love you, babe. Come here, babe. Just give me a hug or something. It's my girl. It's my girl. Happy birthday, babe. I was thinking that, too. Our kids get... Yeah, oh, you ready? You sure? All right, here we go. Let's try this again.
Hi, Mommy. Happy birthday. Happy 21st birthday again. You're yet young, and I'm yet loving you for being such an amazing human being and mom. And loving all of us and all of your grand and the world. I hope this birthday is tremendously fruitful for you, and I hope that it nourishes you as well as you continue to nourish the world. Love you guys.
Happy birthday!
Thanks for loving us like you do. You're the best Gigi and mom. Happy birthday to you. I love you so much. Thank you for all that you do. I hope you're treated like a queen today, because you more than deserve it. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gigi. That's you. Happy birthday to you. We love you, Mom. Thank you for being everything that you are, everything that you have been, and everything that you're going to be.
Can I hug it?
I think you hugged it enough.
Lord have mercy. Those are our kids and grandkids. And so thank God. Thank you all for your love, showing your love to my wife. Stephanie sort of touched on it. It's not always easy being the pastor's wife. And but she carries it and wears it well. And so, sweetheart, we honor you today. Some of y'all don't know this, but we've known each other for a long time. Married for almost 38, right? And then we've known each other since we were little kids. Grew up in the same church. Went to rival high schools. And we were always friends. And, you know, she'd have a boyfriend and then realize how good I was and break up with them. That's my story. Lord, don't strike me down. No, the reality was I'd break up with her and go with another girl and come back to her and she would accept me. And yeah, it was a long story. But I love her. You all ready for the word? I said, are you ready for the word? Well, turn with me to Proverbs, the 23rd chapter. What an awesome day. And, you know, I want to say this, that because the one of our advisory councils, counselors, Bishop Joseph Norfleet and the board, sometimes it takes a minute to kind of get things in order. So I'm just sharing this for you all because there's a few dates during the year that you would like to honor both of us. But what we have put in place is that in May, on her birthday, is the day that we want to honor Pastor Sinola. Now, my birthday is in July, but we reserve that July for our church anniversary, okay? And the reason why I say that is because we don't want you to feel obligated to do something in May for her and then something in July for me. So we have Pastor's Appreciation in October. And so that October time is the time to honor the senior pastor. That's myself. And so that's kind of how we want to have it in place. In May, you honor Pastor Sinola for her sacrifice and everything. And then in October, and I'll just tell you, and I could speak for all senior pastors who, and it's in the Word of God, who teach the Word, who preach the Word. There's only one senior pastor here, and that's myself. And so, when that time comes, you know, pastors work hard. I'm just going to tell you, it's hard physically, spiritually, emotionally, and so having that appreciation moment is good. So I just wanted to share that. I want to make sure that you all, when May comes, that you look forward to that and that you truly make her feel loved. Amen? All right. Thank you. Lift your Bible up and say this, I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, say it like you mean it. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Father, thank you for your word today, and I pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts. And again, we just ask that you just touch the hearts and begin the process of healing for all those involved in the tragedy there in Allen, Texas. Speak to our hearts now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read to you in the New King James Version, Proverbs 23 and 7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. That's really the part I want you to focus on. The rest says, eat and drink. He says to you, but his heart is not with you. But for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. And then I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians 2:16. 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. But we have the mind of Christ. So I want to sort of pick out today, for as he thinks in his heart, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he, right? And then, but we have the mind of Christ. I'm starting a series today, and we're going to talk about this the entire month of May. So I want you to prepare yourself. Many of you take notes, and I really want you to get this. The title of this series is, What Were You Thinking? What were you thinking? Would you look at somebody and ask them, what were you thinking? Come on, look at somebody else and say, what were you thinking? So we're going to get our minds back in May. Look at somebody and say, we're going to get our minds back in May. Come on, I say, I'm getting my mind back. Come on, so say that. I'm getting my mind back. Listen, it doesn't mean you necessarily lost your mind, but maybe you misplaced it. sometimes when Pastor Sanola and I, you know, we generally eat healthy. But sometimes we kind of fall off the wagon. I love me some key lime pie, and, you know, I love a hamburger every now and then, although I've really cut back on that. But so after we have sort of indulged, she'll say to me, okay, on Monday we're going to get our minds back, you know. But spiritually, as children of God, there are times when we truly need to get our minds back, right? And so most of what we do during a 24-hour day besides breathe is think, right? And if our thinking isn't right, or if the protocols by which we process our thoughts aren't rooted in the truth of God, character of God, and principles of God, we become vulnerable to the enemy's tricks and schemes. When the scripture says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, it's really all in your mind. Right? So now, I want to just say this to you as we dive into this series and we're going to offer some technical and medical data and expert opinions. And I want you to keep this one thing in mind, that God created your mind. God created you. Everything about you and all its intricacies, and I'm just going to tell you, we are some intricate beings. Oh, my God. Nobody but God could create such a complex and sophisticated specimen who is the image and likeness of God. We are walking miracles. Doctors and scientists and all the wisdom of the world still can't quite figure out how it is that we function the way that we do. It's amazing. Now, when we are born again, everybody say born again. Let's just start there. Because when Adam and Eve sinned, we lost our eternity. That's why it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have, really, again, because we had it before, have eternal life. And the way that we get it again is to be born again. Jesus said, you must be born again. When we are born again, everything changes. Everything changes. Come here, Gary. Come here, Gene. Come here, Tracy. Come here, Tracy. I want you to just stand in a line. 1, 2, 3. I'm not going to tell you what order. Just stand. Okay, so get right there. All right, there you go. All right, that's good. All right. So now, when God created us, he created us spirit, soul, and body. That's what we are, spirit, soul, and body. spirit. I ain't calling you up ever again. No, spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. Okay? Now, when we... So here's basically what happens. The spirit rules, is in control, of the soul. The soul represents the mind and the thoughts and passions and all that. And then the body is basically going to go by the dictates of what the spirit and soul are sending to the body. The body's just going to fall in line. Now, when we sinned, what happened is the spirit, we lost, come on out, and the soul stepped forward, took over. Now, the spirit is in the second spot. That's how we are. We're born into sin now. That's how we're born. Our flesh and our soul is in the lead. David said, in sin I was conceived. We are born into sin, right? So, and then again, now the spirit is sort of lying dormant in us. Okay? And the body is still following. But now the body is taking its dictates from the soul, the flesh, the passions. Okay? But Jesus came. Hallelujah. Jesus came now to turn that back around. And so when we are born again, switch back. Now the spirit takes the lead. So we walk in the spirit so that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. The spirit has to take the lead. You have that? Okay. Thank you. Let's give them a hand. Come back real quick. This is good. Come back. All right. So now, watch. Oh, God. Woo. When we are born again, the spirit takes the lead, and now the soul has to follow. Okay, now, switch back. I need you to see this. Before we're saved, all of our thoughts and feelings are fleshly, carnal nature. Everything that we think, it goes through the filter of your flesh. How you think, how you process, and everything goes through your flesh, your soul. Now switch back. When you are born again, boom, it changes. And now, not only has your spirit come alive, and which, by the way, when you're saved, it's not your spirit that's reborn. It's your soul that has to be saved and reborn. Your spirit just is activated. Okay? But now your thoughts, now, because here's the soul, here's your mind, are going by the dictates of the spirit. The spirit now is in control. All right, now you can be seated. All right. Okay. That's important. So when you are born again, everything changes. Our spiritual man is reactivated, as you saw. Our bodies no longer carry, watch. You ever seen somebody that is living in sin and they just look toe up from the floor up? That's not by accident. The wages of sin is death. When you live a sinful life, the grave is pulling you down. I'm telling you. So now our bodies now then, when we are born again, our bodies no longer carry the weight and wages of sin. So you want to live longer? Get saved. Our souls then, which are governed by our minds, our souls are reborn. How we think and process information changes because you're born again. It's not just your spirit. It's everything about you. You see the world differently. You process things differently. You process it through the mind of Christ. Okay? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Here's the New King James Version. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? Okay? All things are passed away. Behold, all things things, including your mind, have become. Look at somebody and say, you got a new mind. Come on, tell somebody, when you got saved, you got a new mind. A new mind. When you are born again, Johnny's not, he's going, Johnny would appreciate this. When you are, think about it like this, because he's a computer geek. When you are born again, it's like having a whole new hard drive installed into your computer. Right? Because what happens is that you take that old drive out, the old way of processing, and you put a new hard drive in. They also call it, is it called a motherboard, Johnny? When you put a new hard drive in and it changes the processing of the computer? Oh, you're going to give me another... Never mind. Make note, never ask Johnny a question. No, just kidding. The old way of processing information no longer exists. You have now a totally new computer. If you try to look up stuff how you did the before you changed it, you won't find it. It's not there. The mind of Christ is now what rules and guides your thinking. Turn with me to Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. Ezekiel is just west of Daniel. Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. I'm going to read verses 25 through 27. Everybody say, what were you thinking? Ezekiel 36, verse 25 says, then I will, this is God speaking through Ezekiel. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Just think about being born again. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. Statutes. You can't, listen, you can't walk in God's principles unless you make up your mind to do it. And you will be careful to observe my ordinances. Romans 6 and 4 says this, therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. That includes newness of mind. Now, let's define exactly what the mind is. The mind is the element of a person that enables them to be aware of the world and their experiences, to think and to feel, the faculty of consciousness and thought. Thoughts, watch, run through your mind. Okay? The mind is a complex function, an algebraic sum of many functions of the brain. Okay. The brain, watch, the brain, 3 pounds, weighs 3 pounds, about 75% water. The brain is the organ of the mind. Okay. Now, according to Dr. Carolyn Leaf, communication pathologist and neuroscientist, the mind, watch this, uses the brain, and the brain responds to the mind. I'm going to say that again. The mind uses the brain, and the brain responds to the mind. Your mind is how you uniquely experience life. It's responsible, your mind, for how you think, how you feel and how you choose. That's why you gotta get it back. Uh-huh. And your physical brain, and the reason why they say physical brain, because your mind is not physical. Okay? Your physical brain merely responds to these unique experiences. Now listen to this. Your mind has the power to change your brain, to change how you process. Your mind has the power. Now watch. As you create new thought patterns, you actually rewire your brain. The more you practice a new thinking habit, the more the same neurons, we got millions and millions of neurons that fire back and forth, will learn to work together and wire together. You can actually rewire how you think by using your mind. Now, people choose their actions. Okay? People choose their actions, their brains. Your brain doesn't force you to do anything. That's why God gave us choice. Choose you this day whom you will serve. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever chooses. So you choose your actions. Knowing your mind and brain are separate puts you in the control seat, because you learn to manage your thoughts and actions. That's the whole thing we're getting to. We have the responsibility to manage our thoughts and our actions. Ultimately, it means you can choose what you build into your brain and how you choose to change what's already built in. We're going to give you scripture to back all that up in these next few couple of weeks. A few things you probably didn't know about the brain or about the mind. Information runs between neurons. I mentioned that. In your brain for everything we see, think, or do. These neurons, millions of them, move information at different speeds. The fastest speed for information to pass between neurons is about 250 miles an hour. So it's happening right now in your brain. Neurons are firing. As you process even what I'm saying, they're... And you're even deciding whether you're believing or not believing truth. Okay? More electrical impulses are generated in one day by a single human brain than by all the telephones in the world. Think about that. More electrical impulses are generated in one day by a single human brain than by all the telephones in the world. And there's a whole lot of telephones in the world. Now here's what blew me away. We have 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts per day. 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts per day. That's 2,000 to 3,000 thoughts per hour and 35 to 50 thoughts per minute. It's a lot of thoughts. Here's the sad thing. According to the Huffington Post, 60 to 70% of these thoughts are negative. You'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. 60 to 70%, according to this article, 60 to 70% of the thoughts are negative. Now, here's why. Our brains have a negative bias. The term negative bias refers to the brain's tendency to react more strongly to bad things, dangers, threats, mistakes, or problems, than to good things such as pleasure, opportunity, and joy. Although the negativity bias has helped humans survive by alerting us to possible threats, it makes it harder for us to relax, enjoy life, and be happy, because we're always on guard. Something bad gonna happen. That's that 70%. Always going to take over. Right? Here's one other thing that you've heard, we've all heard. It is not true that we only use 10% of our brains. Not true. That comes from many sources. Although it's true that at any given moment, all of the brain's regions are not currently concurrently firing, brain researchers using imagery technology have shown that, like the body's muscles, most are continually active over a 24-hour period. Quote, evidence would show over a day you use 100% of your brain, says John Henley, a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. So now, with sort of that sort of information and statistics, etc., I remember from childhood, I remember my parents asking, I remember pastors and other church leaders, here's the question that they would ask to young people, which, by the way, we have an announcement to make here towards the end of the service for the young people. They would ask this question. Are you ready to ask Jesus to come into your heart? Alvin, are you ready to, do you want to ask Jesus to come into your heart? First Samuel 16:7 says that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the what? He looks at the heart. I'm going somewhere. Just stay with me. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge, watch, the thoughts and intentions of the thoughts and intentions of the, Jeremiah 17:10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, Jeremiah 17:10, even to give to each man according to his ways, which means your ways are determined by your heart and mind, according to the results of his deeds. Here's where I'm laying this out. Because our text in Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his, how do you think in your heart? How do you do that? The reality is that the mind and the heart are inseparable. When you speak your mind, you're speaking your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth. Every time you open your mouth, I can say that's from your heart. So Proverbs 23:7, and I'm almost finished with part one. This is good. Good start. So Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man, what? In his, so is he. The word think in this scripture in Hebrew means to split open. Everybody say to split open. This is the picture that I want you to have. I want you to picture yourself driving in a nice neighborhood and you pull into a house that has a gate in front of it. And you push the buzzer or whatever. And what opens? What opens? As a man, watch, as a man opens the gate of his heart, so is he. Heart, in Hebrew, means activity of the mind and will. It's your soul. We saw that in the little demonstration. It's your emotions. It's your desires. As a man opens the gate and allows things to come into his heart, that's how he's going to be. Whatever a man or woman opens the gate and allows to come in to his heart, so is he. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are the gatekeepers of our mind. We are the gatekeepers of our heart. And what we allow in or what we do not allow, the Bible says, if you resist the devil, he will. So there will be many things that will push the buzzer and try to come in. There will be many things that will call and say, hey, can I come in? No. Because you are the gatekeeper. And we must be careful, ladies and gentlemen, about what we allow. I'm going to get into the more next week. What we allow to take as truth and as common when we see things come across in the news and different terminologies and all this kind of stuff. We must be careful that we don't just simply accept everything that the 5:30 news is telling us or that the talk show is telling us. We can't let any and everything come into the gate. The first line of defense is always the Word of God and the truth of God. And if there's any question, you can't let it in. You can't let it in. You can't. We have allowed, listen, the church has allowed some stuff in the gate that should never have been in there. And it's time, oh my God, it's time to close that gate. I don't know all the political ins and outs about what's going on in terms. I just remember watching the news, and I think it was in El Paso, Texas. There's something about people coming into the country from Mexico, right? And there were people all along the streets just lined up, and they have nowhere to put them. There is just chaos. But that's the way it is in some of our minds. We've just allowed any and everything to come in. This nation was built on godly principles. Right? And I said this years ago, that if somebody wants to come into the United States, then they should be willing to espouse everything that we believe as a country and serve the God that we serve. That's what we should have done at the beginning. If you want to come into the United States, in God we trust. King of kings and Lord of lords. So now we've opened the gate to the United States and we have everything. Here's my point. I want you to see that as a replica or as a visual for your mind. You can't allow, well, just come on in. It's okay. Come on in. It's okay. No. You got to close that gate. Because now you've got to deal. You've got to deal with those different spirits and those different things that you've now allowed into your mind and in your heart. For as a man opens the gate to their heart, so is he. What are you allowing into the gate of your heart? I close with this verse, Psalm 119 and 11. Thy word have I hid in my that I might not sin against you. So instead of opening the gate, oh God, instead of opening the gate and letting in everything in, I've closed that gate and I've built up a treasure trove of the Word of God. So that when the enemy buzzes me, as Jesus did when he was tempted, I can say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of the Lord. You can't have some word to speak out if you haven't hidden it in your heart, in your mind. That's part one. Tune in next week. Oh, we're gonna go a little deeper next week to part two. Look at somebody one more time and say, what were you thinking? Hallelujah. I truly believe that the key to us living victoriously is understanding that the enemy, his playground is our mind. And we have the power to close the gate. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. God, that you would just minister to us right now. I pray for everyone where they have maybe allowed some things in their life that should not be. I pray that they would close that gate in the name of the Lord. That they would close it in the name of the Lord. And God, give them the courage and the tenacity to hide the word in their heart so that they might not sin against you. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. God, we want to be so like you. We want to be so like you. So teach us to guard our hearts and our minds. In Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Come on, tell somebody one more time. I'm getting my mind back in May. I'm getting it back. The thing that I love about God is He'll always allow you to start fresh. That's what I feel. I feel start fresh. And let's get rid of that stinking thinking. I want you to prepare for your giving. And amen. And as you prepare, all the young people, just kind of raise your hand. Let me see all the young people. Raise your hand. Yeah, put your hand down, Johnny. And Lord have mercy. I don't know why I do that every time. If Dad was here, he'd be raising his hand too. So we have been talking with all the parents that have young people. And there's been something on our radar for a couple of months. And we are going to go for it. We want to do it. So young people, here's the deal. We are wanting to invite all of our youth, our energy youth, to take a trip down to Texas to Dwell Church. They have what they call Dwell Youth Encounter Conference. And it's June 22nd through the 24th. And so the plan is that we're going to rent a van or something and take a couple of cars. And we're going to take the youth. Now, youth, I'm just going to tell you, youth, it's not going to cost you a penny. It's not going to cost you a penny to go. If your parents allow you to go, you will get to go. Because guess what? We've got some incredible people in our church. And we got a little stash in our church as well to make sure that you can go. Amen. We're going to plan to get a like an Airbnb or something, because we want to be all together rather than a hotel, different hotel rooms. And we're going to have some chaperones and things of that nature. And we're going to have a great time, and we're going to allow our youth to experience something that they've never experienced before. Now, Dwell Church is, we call that our sister church. Steve and Lisa Lyman attend there, and we're going to go have a good time. So we were going to meet afterwards, but we don't need to meet now. I want everyone, I'm saying it publicly because I want many of you to just begin to pray. We don't know what the cost is going to be, you know, to rent the van, to rent an Airbnb that will, you know, we hopefully will take at least 12 youth or more. But whatever that cost is, we're just going to believe God to take care of it, right? If you want to help sponsor, just let us know, and we'll kind of give you ways to do that, but we don't even have to worry about that now. Youth, we just want you to know that if you want to go and your parents will allow you to go, you'll be in good hands with because Pastor Alvin and Pastor Sanola are going to go, and a few other adults. We're going to have a great time. I've been to Dwell Church. It's an awesome church, and I haven't been to the conference, but I've heard great things about it. And so I think it's an awesome, awesome time. If you know any youth who might want to attend, I will say this to you. Our youth here at the Presence will not be charged a dime to go, okay? If there are youth outside, we'll kind of discuss that, all right? But our youth will be taken care of, okay? Amen? All right, so get the word out, all of our youth.
June 22nd through 24th. We'll get more information to you as we get it. Right now we're searching for Airbnbs and all that, and we'll get more information. But it's going to happen. Is anybody excited? Any youth excited? All right. Are you ready to give? Hallelujah. Father, thank you that the presence in Owosso is a blessed church. And we don't have to have, you know, take big offerings in order to send our youth to a camp. Thank you, Lord, that we have the ability to do that, and others will assist even more. But thank you, God, because of the faithfulness of our members and those who are part of this church, as they give, we're able to be a blessing in this way. And so thank you that the seed that leaves our hand never leaves our life, but it goes into our future and it multiplies. And we are blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say it again. I'm blessed to be a blessing. So God, we give with cheerful hearts and cheerful minds, knowing that we will see it again in greater measure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give with a cheerful heart in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amazing message. I think we can call this Mindful May, don't you? And we've got our monthly memory verse challenge is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And if you haven't read it yet, you'll find more about the heart and mind in that scripture. So take a look at that and be going over that, meditating on your heart, mind, and spirit all month long. We've got the Circle 23 Men's Breakfast is going to be held next weekend. That's May 13th, 9 a.m. Men, you will be going to Trails Inn Barbecue. So don't come here. Show up at Trails Inn Barbecue next week. Invite other men. That's for the Circle 23 Men's Breakfast. And then L3 Women, we have no L3 this month. Normally that's the following, May 20th. But please do not show up. We will not have that for this month. And then lastly, if you have any prayer requests, we have these prayer cards in the back that you can fill out your request and drop it in the drop box in the fellowship hall. Thank you.
Don't let him come up here again. What you want me to say? Yeah, those of you who have signed up for the Branson trip, all the monies are paid, and we have a full bus, 40 people. Just want to make you aware that it's 2 weeks away, and it's on the 19th, and we're meeting here. I didn't tell you this, but we need to meet earlier. You want to leave here at 7:30 in the morning, right? People start arriving at 6:45. Listen. The bus is rolling out of this parking lot at 7:30. Okay? Now, if you miss it, you can pull up beside the bus. We'll open the bus door. You hop up. Okay? So start arriving at 6:45. It takes time to get people, you know, stuff in there. But I want to sit there. All right. But it's going to be a great time. We're going to have a great time. All right. Y'all doing good? Feeling good? It's a good day, isn't it? It's a good day. God is so good. So I look forward to seeing you this coming Wednesday for our Wednesday family night. We have a little praise and worship, and then we go into a Bible study. I'm going to try. This is what we're going to do the month of May. We're going to pick a mind verse, something that deals with the mind. We're going to just kind of keep on that path this whole month, okay? All right, we might even have Gary or Ira, if they're available, somebody to teach one of those Wednesdays as well. All right, let's stand on your feet. And youth, we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Lift those hands toward heaven. I give the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1:11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you a thousandfold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. In Jesus' name. Listen, I want to say this to you. We haven't said it in a while. But if you desire to become a member of the church, and listen, we don't, you know, make anybody become a member. You can visit as long as you want. But if you desire to do that, just let us know, okay? And it's a simple process, and we'd love to have you officially be a part. But if you just want to kind of continue to check us out, that's fine. But if you do desire to become a member, just let us know, all right? Love you all so much. Look forward to seeing you real soon. Boom!